And why stand we in jeopardy every hour? I protest by your rejoicing that I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. I die daily. What does it mean to die daily? What is he talking about? When you read this in context, you'll find out that Paul is undergoing death daily by the people where he's at. Yes. They are trying to kill him. That's what he's talking about. They're trying to kill him. Now, let me tell you, if you get out there and start doing the Lord's work, there will be people that will want to kill you. Now then, don't let this scare you, but it is on the internet. I read an article the other day, and this is really scary. Now, whether it came from FEMA or not, I don't know, but it was all about FEMA. Everybody's heard of this organization, right? FEMA. FEMA has got a big camp up here in Denton, all fenced in, for prisoners. They are converting Carswell Air Force Base to a concentration camp right now. FEMA is doing it. Who are they going to put in there? People. They're building a concentration camp in America, and they don't have just one of them. They've got many of them all over the United States, I'm learning. And then they have a blue and a red list. The red list is the top. Who are these people? Top preachers. Top men of God that are well grounded in the Word. Whenever all this problem occurs, they are to be the ones that are to be annihilated first. They're not just to be put in these concentration camps. They're to be annihilated. Then the blue list is those that they want to interrogate and get information from, and then they are to annihilate them. And then the rest of the confused people that say they're Christians, they're going to lock you up in these concentration camps. Ooh, something to think about, huh? Somebody said, that couldn't happen in America. Wake up. Amen. Wake up. We have not been obedient as the church. We've not been about the King's business. You know what? This little church here, instead of having a handful of people here today, this place ought to be packed. Amen. You know, every church in the country. I mean, that little Baptist church I was in up here, I mean, yeah, over 100 years we finally built it up from a handful of people to 400 people. But I remember the first day we had the grand opening on January the 6th of 2002. Why can I remember that day so well? I'm going to tell you. That was the grand opening of the brand new Baptist church in Justin, Texas. And we had 450 people there that day. I stood there, and that's the day I give the invitation to anybody that believed God would open the eyes of my blind granddaughter to come here this afternoon in this brand new sanctuary. And we've had our first service today. And we're going to take the chairs out of this place and put a circle in here. And we're going to put a circle here. And we're going to put this little blind granddaughter of mine in the middle. And we're going to walk around here. We're going to praise God and worship Him and pray and ask the God that I serve, the King of the universe, to open my granddaughter's eyes. And if you don't believe she'll do it, don't come, because I don't want you here. 30 people showed up. And I brought 10 of my own friends, and we prayed for 2 hours. And 6 weeks later, Caitlin could see again.
Amen.
I mean, God answered prayer. He answers prayers of faith. We did that on January the 6th of 2002. It's a real easy for granddaddy to remember that day. You know, when astronomical things happen in your life, like your little blind granddaughter gets her eyes restored, you remember that forever. But did you know? I bet you today, I bet you that church, which they've increased, put another big auditorium on the side and everything, I bet you that thing wasn't a third full today. I don't know how many members they got now, but several hundred, I'm sure. We had 450, 500 6 years ago, and it was full. That first service full. Just like this church here was full, the first service we opened it. And somebody sat back there and told me, wow, you didn't build this thing big enough. I said, if it's like this 6 Sundays in a row, I'll knock out the back wall. But it hadn't been like that since. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing.
In fact, there was a lady who called me the other day here a while back. She said, Pastor, are you the pastor of the Baptist church in Justin? I said, no, ma'am. I said, I taught a Sunday school class there. Well, she said, how many was in your class? I said, oh, 12 or 15. She said, 12 or 15? She said, you ought to have 1,000 in your class with what you teach. I said, ma'am, everybody's not as excited about God's Word as you are. I said, yeah, you know, a lot of people come where I come, and they hear what I teach, and some of them get healed, and some of them get excited. And I said, some of them stay, and then some of them fall away. Isn't that amazing? That's scary, isn't it? I die daily. Well, if you do anything for Jesus, there's going to be people that's going to be trying to kill you. And it may come to pass. And things beyond your wildest dreams may happen. Look up some of this stuff. You know, it's interesting to see what they're doing. And the control and power. That's just like up in the Middle East, I mean the Midwest, when we had the, still having the crisis. How that FEMA moved in there and the federal government would not let even people that live in those places go back into those places. They wouldn't let them help build sandbags. Some of them, some places, they wouldn't even let them help. And they said, you know, I can't. One man on CNN that one night, he said, I can't believe our federal government keeps us, the people living here, from building these levees. They said, if we don't build them, our homes are going to wash away. He said, I can't believe our own federal government's doing this to us. Well, believe it. Believe it. They're doing it, you know. I thought how interesting it is. Some of you may have heard, but, you know, last year are the greatest number of lightning strikes the state of California has ever had in one year was about 500. 547 lightning strikes that started fires in one given entire year. And that was last year. But the other day, their governor, what's his name, Arnold?
Schwarzenegger.
A movie star.
Yes, sir. What he
is. Made governor. Made a rule that like sexes could be married in the state of California. And the next day, they started having lightning strikes. And within the next few days, they have had thousands, over 8,000 lightning strikes and 1,100 fires. And right now, well, last there was, I forget how many hundred square miles of California, including the redwoods in Northern California, are burning. And there's thousands and thousands of square acres of land that's on fire. They've brought in 15,000 people, firemen from other 41 other states, 80 helicopters, and thousands of fire trucks to fight the fires in California, which is, it's never been like this. And I thought, you know, isn't it amazing? I called Dave. He's out there in Fresno and was seeing his family. And he said, you know, we can even see the smoke from where we are in Fresno. That's the middle. You can see the smoke. It's all hazy all over. Now, let me ask you a question. Since this has never happened in history, and we make some kind of a stupid decision to let like sexes get married, and all of a sudden there's thousands of anybody ever stop to think that maybe the guy that made all this that said homosexual stuff is an abomination to me, maybe it ticked him off a little bit? Maybe, just maybe. Does anybody ever think about that? You made God mad?
Amen.
Who controls the clouds and the lightning?
God.
Oh, he does?
Yes,
then why in the world aren't we smart enough to think? Oh, instead of some of the guys said, you know, it's just a phenomenon. It's just one of those things. God does everything in the world to get our attention. And does he get our attention? I mean, most of us, he does not. I mean, I bet you there's not a handful of churches out there in California that's preaching, repent, governor, let's be in your office Monday morning. Let's turn this thing around. We don't want our homes burned up. You know, you went totally against God. God says homosexuality is an abomination to me. Now you need to repent and you need to change this thing and say, no, you homosexuals, you perverts, you can't get married. You need to come to know Jesus. And if they would repent. Guess what God would do? He'd change it. He'd stop it. Just like he did in Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, just like he would have. I mean, just like he did of Nineveh. You know, he's changed it. He didn't destroy Nineveh, but they repented. But why is it we can't even think like this? It couldn't be God. God's loving and kind. He would never do nothing like this to us. He would never give us a spanking. He's lovable. They don't know him, do they, Tom? No, they don't know him. Okay, verse 32 and 33. And if after the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus. I mean, he talks, these are demons. These are men. I mean, he fought with these beasts at Ephesus. What advantage is it me if the dead rise not? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupts good manners. You know, this one kind of person you don't want to hang around with much. I don't want to be around homosexuals and perverts. Do you? I'll talk to them about Jesus, but I ain't going to hang around with them. If a guy's lying, stealing, cheating, running around with his wife, doing all kinds of stupid things, that's just like going into a strip club. Hey, I could walk into a strip club and talk to people about Jesus, but I ain't going to make it a habit of going in that stupid place. Because if you hang around with them kind of people, eventually it's going to get off on you. You know, because the Bible says it will. You know? So you don't go do those kind of things. You know, you don't go, just like I've tried to tell a lot of women, don't, if you're a Christian, don't go to a bar and try to find you a husband. Or if you're a man, don't go to a strip club and try to find you a wife. It's hard enough finding a decent one in church.
Amen.
Much less in the world. Now then, verses 30, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 34 through 58. 34 through 58. Awake to righteousness. Now that's, we need to be prodded with an electric prod to wake us up. Because most of us are asleep.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.